Yeah, I remember it. Kind of boxy looking on the back end and everything. It's like if you really squinted from a distance, it almost kind of looked like a Corvette, but it was definitely squared up and I guess more Cadillac-y. But yeah, I've read a couple few reports about the new ZR1 and the road test they did down at COTA in Texas, Circuit of the Americas. And some interesting feedback in the previous generation ZR1, which is like, I think, 775 horsepower front engine deal. They said the thing was just downright scary to drive on the track, and you'd bring it back from a test drive and you'd be all sweaty and be happy to be out of the car. But with this new ZR1 and the twin turbos and everything, even though it's got, you know, another 250-some horsepower, 200 horsepower, no, 300, apparently the car is much, much easier to drive around the track. The nannies, the various nannies, the traction controls and ABSs and whatnot have been tweaked to perfection to where you can really fling the thing around the track and still have control of it. And instead of bringing the vehicle back all sweaty and can't wait to get out of it, you're basically bringing the vehicle back, can't wait to get back out on the track. That was the consensus. So, yeah, huge step forward with this one. Okay, well, I'll clear out. I think that was Phil in there. Go ahead, W-Item.